Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Lamites. As we continue in the end of the Perek Benos Kusim in Meseches Nida, again we try to stay a day ahead so that everyone could have the daf up in time. Says the Mishnah, Kol Achar Asar Yom B'Cheskes Tara. The last Mishnah we have been talking about Koshi and Ziva and Nida. Says the Mishnah, all 11 days that a woman can become a Zava, as we know, 7-11, 7-11. So all the days of 11, until she sees, she's Becheskes Tara. Once she sees something, as we'll see in the Gemara, she loses that Chazaka, but she's Becheskes Tara. We don't assume, we don't have to be worried that a woman is going to see, have a Re'iyah during that time. She's Becheskes Tara. During, you may need, then you have to be worried sometimes. We'll talk about, and we spoke about earlier in the second parak, about Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Lav Daraisa, but in terms of, you may Ziva, so that is innocent and tahora until proven tameya. Cheskas tahara. Continues the Mishnah. Yashvala velo badka. If she, we don't know exactly what this is going on yet, but pashtus is going on the previous line. Yashvala, if she went and did not do a bedika, velo badka, she didn't do a bedika when she was supposed to, pashtus, shagag shkaga ne'ensa hizita, it doesn't matter why she didn't do a bedika, whether it was bishogeg or ba'ones, she forgot, or she ones, an external factor didn't let her hizita, or on purpose, velo badka, and she did not check tahora. So, she is tahora. So we'll have to see exactly in the Gemara what that line is referring to. Higia shas vest of a low batka, harezu tameya. But once her shas vest comes and she didn't check, harezu tameya, she is automatically tameya, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. That is reflecting the shita of vestas daraisa, which Rashi quoted earlier as a halacha lamoshe misinai. But there's a machlokas about it. Higia shas vest, so again, she didn't check harezu tameya. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir tells us, im haisa b'machbei. If she was in hiding, she was in a situation where she was very scared, and her vest came and she did not check, then even if we usually assume that she is automatically Tameya, in this case not. Harezu Tahora, we could assume that she is Tahora. Why? Mipnei Shecharada Misalekes Es Hadamim. Because Charada, being scared, being awed, removes Damim and removes a period that is going to happen. So that is the shita of Rabbi Meir that we had earlier a couple of times already. Is there a shita of the Rabbanan? It's not quoted in the Mishnah, just Rabbi Meir's quoted. We don't have a shita that argues with him. But the Rambam says, for sure, the Rambam just says one line here in Pirush Mishnayos, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Meir. So if Ein halacha k'Rabbi Meir, then obviously there's a shita of the Rabbanan that argues that we don't assume that Charada was misalik the Damim. There is a Gemara later on, and I think we mentioned this back on Daf Tes, that it's not so clear that Charada, being scared, always misalek as Damim. I think we mentioned, a professional OB, that sometimes it could do the opposite. Right? Sometimes you had different reactions by different women. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Aleph discusses different types of fear. And Ayin Aleph, the Gemara quotes, as we mentioned then, the Gemara from Maseches Megillah, it's quoted again here in Nida about Esther Amalka. V'ateschalchel Hamalka v'amar Rav melamit shepirsa Nida. The Gemara says in Ayin Aleph that Esther, when she was scared, exactly didn't know what was going to happen with Achashverosh, pirsa Nida. So it's just the opposite. Charada brought about the Damim. So the Gemara says, we're not going through that whole Gemara now, but the Gemara says maybe it depends on the type of fear and state of being scared she is in. Pachta tsamis. Biasusa merafia. Pachad, a sudden shock. Tsamis, that stops everything. Biasusa, but a deeper form of awareness of the being scared. Merafia, that softens up the uterus and that lets Dom come out. Either way, different types of fear causing opposite events, opposite results, but Rabbi Meir here is Charada Masalagas Adamim, but there might be different types of Charada, as we know from Esther Hamalka. Charada might not only do that. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed, this is our token of the day, Rav Zilberstein discusses a case of a, let me just open it up, discusses a case if Onya hatovaas ha'imuta l'rav hachovel la'atzilas nafsho rishona b'nigil mukubal. And he tells it's a story, that happened a couple of months ago. Chodesh Teves Tavshinayim Beis, just a couple of months ago. There was a tragic case of a boat that was going down. Boat that was drowning. And as we know, in the world out there, the saying goes, the captain stays till last. Captain has to stay until everybody else gets off, and then the captain goes. If the captain jumps ship, it could be illegal, it could be put into jail for that. As we know, a couple of years ago, there was a story of a boat that went down and the captain jumped ship. The question is halachically, what are the parameters of a captain of a boat having to stay? Hayim utzarach l'sakinet atzmo kedei lahatzil asanosim. Oh, does he have to stay to save everybody else, even though his life is in danger? Osha mutal levorach, or he could save himself. Ulahatzilas atzmo kasharbi nosim nimsam alaniyev. Everybody's still there. So the question is: yes, we know this is what the world says, that the captain has to stay, but is that what halacha says? Ha'im anhaga zu sharava chovel tzorach liyishar ad hasof, hi anhaga re'uya gam al pi ha'Torah, o shurak minhag ha'amim. This is just minhag ha'amim. So he goes through different shitas here. He even quotes a fascinating medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Zos HaBracha. Noach omer le Moshe, ani gadol mimcha. Noach says to Moshe, I'm greater than you. So yeah, we know Noach and Avram are always compared in the Midrashim. But here, Noach to Moshe. Noach says to Moshe, I'm greater. Sheni tzalti midar amabel. I was saved. The whole Dor HaMabel was saved, was destroyed, and I was saved. Moshe, Omer lo, Moshe says, no, Noach, you're wrong. Ata yitzalt ez atzmecha. V'lo haya b'cha koach la'atzil o dorcha. No, you saved yourself, but you couldn't save anybody else. Aval ani ksiv v'yinachem Hashem al hara'a. But I was able to save Klal Yisrael along with me. Mashal l'shtei shvina shayev ha'yam. And the Medrash continues and says, a mashal of two boats in the yam. Echon mehem hitzil ha'kabarnit et atzmo. One, the captain saved himself. Velo hitzil ha'svinato. That's Noach. V'yechad hitzil ha'tzmo u'svinato. And the other one saved both. So you see, the Medrash gives that mashal of the captain having to save others. So you see, it's something positive. So he quotes the different discussion of this, but then what does it have to do with us? He quotes that if the Rav Chovel leaves, he says that would be very detrimental for the rest of the passengers because he's in charge. He's in charge. He has to put everything in order. And he says, I asked my father-in-law Rav Yashav about this, and he also agreed. Why? Ki kol hanosim tolim einayim bo, ki hu amanig, ubiyado lahakish sirot atzalav. He could arrange the life vests, he could arrange the lifeboats, ulashlit seidev aligo bakach. If they leave, what will happen? Yihiyat panika. It'll be panic. Everything will go crazy. And here's our line, and it says in Meseches Nida, Charada Mesalek Es HaDamim, not only does Charada Mesalek Damim, Charada is Mesalek the Lev and the Moach also. And he says, Charada and panic, we lose all constraints and all logical thinking. That's what we see in one of the Hoshanas even. Hoshana Nefesh Mi Behala. We want to be able to keep sane and keep thinking properly. So says Rev Zilberstein, he has to stay. He has to stay, and we find stories, Rachmana Litzlan, of in the Holocaust, he quotes in the Warsaw Ghetto, where there was a chance for certain Rabbanim to leave, and they stayed to be with their kehila, to be ma'odeid them, to give them encouragement. Again, it's a very serious shaila. If a leader has the ability to save himself, does he go or does he not? I once heard in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe that the reason that he didn't make Aliyah, imagine if the Vajra made Aliyah and told all those Chassidim to make Aliyah, you know, hundreds of thousands of Jews would make Aliyah. So he gave the mashal of the Navy. He says, in all other areas of the armed forces, the captain goes first. But in the Navy, says the captain stays till the end. He says, here in Golis, it's a sinking ship, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I have to stay here. I have to stay here till every Jew is brought back. Once every Jew is brought back, then I could go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the mashal that Lubavitcher Rebbe gave. Either way, this is the issue and the discussion of charada, misalekes as adamim. As we said, different types of charada, as the Gemara says later on in Dav Ayin Aleph, charada removes everything, not only damim, but even the lev and the moach. And just one other ha'ara, if you look in the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha, quotes Midrashim, relating to what took place in Mitzrayim. The Medrash Tanchuma in Mitzora, among others, Amar Bilevi, B'shah Shahoyu Yisrael B'Mitzrayim Lo Hayu Ro'oz Dam. B'nei Yisrael in Mitzrayim never became Nidus. You might say they didn't have the Torah yet. Okay, we're following the approach of Kiyam Avos Kol Torah Kula Ashelo Nitna. They didn't have Dam, though. Why? Charada. Mipnei she'emas ha-Mitzrayim aleihem. The emo was upon them. Va'av kishiyashmu ba-Midbar lo hayu roz damnida k'shayza shechina b'neihem. The Shechina also could purify them. Different types of drushes and messages given, whether there was damnida in Mitzrayim. What about the opposite? That's in the past. What about the future? There are different sources that discuss, the Medrash Shochar Tov and others, whether there's going to be nida la'asilavo. Nida reflects tuma, reflects a lost pregnancy. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed, asida isha shetelet b'chol yom. The Gemara says in Shabbos she's going to have a baby every day. So obviously there's no tumas nida there if she's going to have a baby every day. So different drushes, there's not going to be nida. Isn't the definition of a mitzvah that it has to be eternal? The mitzvah's not eternal, it's not a mitzvah. Right, there's no mitzvahs lo saseh for eternity that you're not allowed to leave your house on Pesach night. No, that was only at the time of the Malach HaMavis going around during Machas Mechoros. But that is lo seisu, if you pass the Pesach Boker, so that's not forever, and therefore it's not counted. That's part of the definition of a mitzvah. Though it's somewhat of a chiddush to suggest that mitzvahs are going to, that the mitzvah is not going to exist la asilavo. Rav Zsolti uses this principle to explain the sheet of the Rambam. Famous question, why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of vidui pashtus, at least in the halachas. He says, when one does tshuva, so then one has a chiv to be mizvad, and one has to confess. But there is no mitzvah of tshuva, quoted in the Rambam. In the Koteret, in the title, it says lashuv. But pashtus is no mitzvah. The question is, why not? Many, many answers given. Rav Zsolti's answer in the Mishas Yavetz is that because the Rambam holds in Hilchos Tshuva that Bnei Yisrael, based on Psukim at the end of the Torah, will vaday do tshuva. There's a promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, promises us. Call, this is in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei. Call on Neviim Kula and Tzibor ala tshuva. All the Neviim spoke about tshuva. The Ein Yisrael Nigoin Ela b'tshuva. Bnei Yisrael will not be redeemed unless there is a major tshuva movement. V'kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael la'asos tshuva b'sof galusan. The Torah has already promised that we will do tshuva. Umiyad heinigalin. And right when we do that, we will be redeemed. Shene'emar v'haya ki yavoa alacha kol advar ma'ela habracha v'haklala asher nasazi lefanecha. When all these things occur, v'ashivosa olavecha b'chol agayim asher idicha chashem lokecha shama v'shatat as Hashem lokecha v'shamata b'kolo. This is a promise, says the Rambam. K'chol asher anochi v'shav Hashem lokecha shvuzcha v'richamcha v'rishav v'kibetzcha mikol amem v'shavizcha Hashem lokecha shama. Says the Rambam that this is a promise that this will happen, says Rav Zsolti. That's why it doesn't count tshuva. Because in the future, we will lose our Bechira Chavshis, so to speak, and therefore, tshuva is not a mitzvah because it's not for eternity. That's a huge chiddush. You might say the Rambam is saying that we will do tshuva, but not that we will lose our Bechira Chavshis. This relates to what the Rambam says earlier in Hilchos Tshuva. Hashem can know the future even though we still have Bechira Chavshis. However you answer that question, that's the big discussion of the Rambam Ravid in the end of Perek Hay of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, he brings up the question and he says, God's wisdom and God's creation of time is something beyond our comprehension. And you can't even ask the question. And what's the answer to the question of how does God know? He created time. He's outside the timeline. And the Ravid says that the Rambam didn't answer it. It's better if he wouldn't have asked the question. Don't ask it if you can't give a good answer. People are going to get, their curiosity is going to be piked, and you're not going to be able to give an answer. It's terrible, says the Ravid, that the Rama brought up this question and didn't answer it. But if you look closely, the Rama is answering it. And the Ravid just doesn't like the answer. But he is answering it. That we still have Bechira, even though Hashem knows. This is just another example. So the Midrashim that say that Nida will not exist in the future is somewhat Mechudash, because then, Lachar, it shouldn't be a mitzvah. Rav Schachter likes to point out that there is one mitzvah that is going to change the Aser Lavo. It's still counted as a mitzvah, but it's going to be expanded, and that's Arei Miklat. We have six Arei Miklat. The Rambam quotes the Chazal that says, L'Aser Lavo, there will be an extra three. Ki Yachav Hashem Akachos Gvulcha will be another three added on, and that's a mitzvah that it's beferish. It's an exception to the rule. But other than that, we say mitzvahs don't change. Okay, all of that has to do with Charada Misalekas Zadamim. We continue. Last line of the Mishnah. Aval. We have said up until now that the 11 days of Ziva, a woman is Becheskas Tara. We don't assume that she's going to see. But once she sees, Aval Yemei Hazav Vahazava Vishomeris Yom Kineged Yom, but once a man is a Zav, or a Zav, Shreiz Yom Kineged Yom, Hara'ilu Becheskas Tumah. There's Cheskas Tumah there until there are clean days counted. So the Chiddush here is the Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. She only saw one day, she only saw 2 days, and yet she loses her Cheskas Tara. That Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom is a Din D'Oraisa. She has to count one clean day, Kineged her 1 or 2 days of Tumah. Good, says the Gemara. L'mai Hilchasa. What is the halacha l'maisa ramification for the first line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said during the 11 days she's becheskas tara. So l'mai nafkamina. What's the importance of that line? So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions. What is the importance of the fact that the woman is becheskas tara during her days of ziva until she sees? Number one, Amar of Yehuda lomar sheinat sricha bedika. She doesn't have to do any bedikas. We don't assume that there's any dam there. We had earlier, Rashi quotes it, earlier, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, all the bedikas that need to be done. Pashtus Rishonim said that means only in the world of Taharos, Bizman HaMikdash, when we have Taharos. The Mishnah spoke about it there in the first paragraph on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. So, during Yemei Ziva, no bedikas required. Only Yemei Nida, because Yemei Nida is something natural that everyone has, and we know the Orach Bizman Oba is going to come at some time. Everyone was going to get her period at some point. But during Yemei Days of Ziva, we don't expect, we don't have to be worried, and therefore, no bedikas are required. That is Rav Yehuda's Shita. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. She doesn't need bedika. What about the next line? If the first line of the Mishnah, in essence, is telling us you don't need bedika, what does the second line mean? If she didn't check, it's okay. If she didn't check, as a language of B'diyevin. V'amid diktani seifa, yashva v'lo batka, michlal d'lachadchila b'ay bedika. If the second line of the Mishnah, it sounds like clearly that you need lachadchila bedikas. So Gemara says what you have to say is that the second line is not going back, referring to the first line. It's two separate statements. First line of the Mishnah is about Yemei Ziva, and in that situation, you do not need bedikas at all, even lachadchila. And the next line of Yashvala, says the Gemara now, seifa asali may need a. The second line is referring to Yemei Nida. B'hachi ka'amar, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Kol yudala b'cheskas tara, followed by a bedika, or 11 days of Yemei Ziva. She's b'cheskas tara, she does not require a bedika. Avo b'yemei nidasa by a bedika. You gotta add in that line. But during her days of Nida, she requires a bedika. L'chad chila. Yashra v'lo batka, shagaga nansa hizita v'lo batka. If she didn't, for some reason she did not check, Tehora. She is Tehora even during her days of Nida. During her days of Ziva, you don't even need to check Lechadchila. During her days of Nida, you need to check Lechadchila. But Bidi Eved not, she is considered Tehora. Good. That is all answer number one. Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda the Amor, the Talmud of Shmuel and Rav. Rav Chizda Amar, number two. What is the first line? We're going back to the original question. What is the Mishnah teaching me? The fact that she is Becheskas Tara during the 11 days, Rav Chisda Amar, Lo Tzricha Ela Le Rebbe Meir. This Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush according to Rebbe Meir to Amar. Where do we have Rebbe Meir? Way back on the last Amud of the first Perek, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rebbe Meir held the amazing Shita, Isha She'en La Vest, Asura L'Shamesh. This was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't get to talk about it too much. Isha, a woman who doesn't have a vest kavua, Rebbe Meir holds, she can never be with her husband. Asura L'Shamesh. That's what the Gemara said there, if you remember. He has to divorce her. Because, who knows? She doesn't have a vest kavua, so who knows when she's going to see? You can't take that chance. Asura L'Shamesh. That was Rebbe Meir's opinion, who we obviously do not hold like. But now the Gemara is saying, big limit. Hani mi libi mini dasa. When do we say that it's Asura L'Shamesh according to Rebbe Meir? Because she doesn't have a vest kavua only during her Yemei Nidasa, or during the seven. Avo bi Yemei Vasa, Becheskas Tara Kaima. But even Rebbe Meir would agree that during her 11 days of potential Ziva, she is Becheskas Tara, and she's allowed to be with her husband then. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, if that's true, Abayam Rebbe Meir, Yosef, Lo Yatsar Olamis. So why does Rebbe Meir say he has to divorce her? He can be with her during those 11 days. and then skip the seven on a daraisa level. So why would you have to divorce? Like, my answer, no. Dilma asi l'kil kula b'yemenida. No, it's very, very possible that we're going to confuse Ziva Nida. We don't want him to be able to be with his wife b'yemei Nida, because that would be a problem. It sounds like somewhat far-fetched. You know, you may Ziva or Mutter, but we ask that b'yemei Nida. I mean, Nida itself is a chshash. But that's what Meir Shita. Tell him to get divorced because asi lekil kula. Let's continue before we talk about it. I says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hami diktani seifa. Let's go to the third line of the Mishnah now. We just explained the first two lines of the Mishnah, but the third line is difficult. Higi ashas vest of lobatka. The third line says, once the shas vest comes and there was no check done, then the Mishnah says temeya. Michlal to be isha sheish la vest askinon. Mashma that we're talking about a woman who has a vest. So how could you say that our Mishnah is talking about, according to Rabbi Meir, about a woman who doesn't have a vest? Says the Gemara, Chisrei Mechser Vachitani. Okay, you gotta add in words not only between line 1 and 2, but also between lines 2 and 3. And this is how the Mishnah should read. Vachitani. Kol Yud Aleph Becheskes Tara Vishari Labaila. All 11 days she's Becheskes Tara. And she is mutter to her husband. Even according to Rabbi Meir, on a Daraisa level, we suggest to get divorced, but mutter. Ubi may need the asura, and during you may need the asura, because she doesn't have a vest, but medvam amurim, bishashen la vest. That's only by a woman who does not have a vest. Avo yesh la vest, but if a woman does, mutas, then mutter to be with his wife, visricha vedika, but she requires vedikos, yashva velobatka, shaga nesa izida velobatka, tehora, it is tehora. Higiash has vest velobatka temeya. Good. So, we explain line 1 by adding in to line 2. We explain line 2 by adding in to line 3. We're not finished yet. Next line, fourth line. Hami de sefer Rabbi Meir, Rishal Av Rabbi Meir. If the first two lines we're now saying is Rabbi Meir, that can't be, because the third line starts off. The fourth line starts off, Rabbi Meir Omer. So, my answers. Switch it. Kula Rabbi Meir he. V'yachin ka'amar. Add in. If she was not in a hideout and her vest came and she didn't check Temeya, then she is Temeya. Shet, Rabbi Meir Omer, add in that shin, because Rabbi Meir holds him, Haisa b'machbe, v'igiyash hazvest, v'lo batka, tehora. If she was b'machbe and the vest came, then tehora, shacharadam, esalek esadamim. But if it wouldn't be in the machbe, then we would say Temeya. Adkan, answer number 2, the answer of Rav Chisda. So we had Rav Yehuda, that the Chiddush is that you don't need B'dikas during the days of Cheskas Tahara. Rav Chisda says the Chiddush is even according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman who doesn't have a vest cannot stay married to her husband. We don't pask in that way, but even according to him, Mida Raisa, during the 11 days, they are mutter. Good. Let's continue for a moment in Tosfos. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says, oh, what's Rav Chisda's answer? It's for Rabbi Meir. So, what's the Cheskas Tara? What does it help me? Right, you have to get divorced anyway. Umoel ma shehu b'cheskas Tara. Two answers. Shemuteres l'shamish kolzman shelo girsha. Number 1, muteres l'shamish. They could be together until they get divorced. Inami enochay v'garsha at she'avru yid alaf yom. Or, let's say, right when they get married, they're up to days of Ziva. So, they could stay married for 11 days, because muteris then, and only afterwards, they would have to get divorced. This is Tosfos. Derech Agav, the Ran said earlier, on Daf Yud Beis, at the end of the first perek, the Ran said that Bezdin is not kofe, this person to get divorced, like they would by, let's say, a Kohen married to a Grusha, an Amana LeKohen Gadol, if the other regular Jew is married to a Mamzeres. So there was Chayvi Lavin, so Bezdin would be Kofet. But in this case, the Ran says it's not as strong of a Chiyuv to get divorced, therefore they would just suggest it. They would say it to the man. The big kasha on Tosfos, the Rishash here, he asks this question and really does not answer it. The Rishash says, what does Tosfos say? What, the Cheskas Tara is good enough until they get divorced. Or the 11 days, even though he's going to divorce her in 11 days, what's the first answer? As long as he hasn't divorced her yet, so I know he's going to divorce her in 3 days. But until then, it's Muteres L'Shamish. He asked the Rishash, a man is not allowed to be with his wife if he has in mind to divorce her. Right now, the Gemara Nedarim on Daf Chaf Amabez. It's the children of the Teisha Midos. Elu B'nei Amar B'Levi. Elu B'nei Teisha Midos. Says the Gemara. These are times, the Gemara says, when husbands and wives are not allowed to be together. B'nei Ema. If a husband is with his wife, just out of instilling trepidation in her. B'nei Anusa. B'nei Snua. Right, Sinua, Rashi says, right, Rashi, it's the fake Rashi on Adarim. Shalibo al acheres b'shas tashmish. Sinua. The Ron here, the Ron also. Shesona. When we talk about those in Daito, Lisha acheres. Husband, a man and wife are supposed to be thinking only about each other. B'nei nidui. Right, that the, when he was, in excommunicated, Zalacha, a menuda is not allowed to be together with his wife. B'nei temura. Shabba, when he's borrowed one of his wives and he thinks it's a different wife. B'nei Mariva, B'nei Shikras. Last one. B'nei Gerushas Halev. Ron, right there, Gerushas Halev, Shagomar Beliba Lagarsha. If you're planning to divorce your wife, Chas V'Shalom, so the Gemara says that they're not allowed to be together. So you have the Rishash here. What is Tosas talking about? Until the divorce occurs, so then they can be together. So the Rishash just says, V'yesh L'chalik. That's all the Rishash says. Doesn't explain it. V'yesh L'chalik. So what does that mean? Yesh L'chalik. So some suggest maybe it means that the only time it's usher for you to be with your wife when you have in mind to divorce her is when you're divorcing her because of snua. If you're just divorcing her because Chazal say it's not a good idea, maybe that's a little weaker. So maybe that's a suggestion. But either way, it's challenging and difficult to know exactly what Tosfos means, but you have to come up with some kind of chiluk, as the Rishon says. Once we're on the topic, just to mention one other idea, and that is Daito Lagarsha. We spoke a lot about this in Maseches Gittin. When somebody has in mind to divorce his wife, so they're not allowed to be together. So is that just a hashkafic point? Yeah, it's not nice. You'll be thinking about someone else. You'll be thinking about not being with her. It won't be what this act is supposed to reflect and bring the union of two people together. Is that just an hashkafic realm? It could be deeper. Because there are a number of sources which tell us that right when a husband decides to divorce his wife, and on a daraisa level, it's the husband's decision, kivan shenasan ein av lagarsha, already certain halachos kick in. Right, it all starts with the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in Maseches Gittin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Reb Shimon says, "Kivan shenasan ein of lagarsha shuv ein lo peros." From the time that the husband decides to divorce his wife, maybe it means when he wrote the get, maybe not, but maybe when it means he wrote the get, so he already loses the rights to peros that she brought into the marriage. Unbelievable shita. Reb Shimon holds one snasan ein of lagarsha before they're divorced. Before they're divorced, there's already a breakdown of the marriage. That is the shita of Reb Shimon. Yes, the Ramban points out that if the divorce never occurs, then Memela retroactively said this wasn't the start of the process because the process never happened. But says Reb Shimon, kivan snasan ein of lagarsha shuvein lo peros. Two amazing sources that use this shita of Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon, but one of the Rishonim and one of the Achronim use Reb Shimon as the basis for halacha lemaisa. Again, even though we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, but they're so moved by this idea of the process of gerushin starting once the husband makes the decision that they use it for halacha lemaisa. First, the Rashbam. This is the Rashbam in Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Vav. Interesting case. There was a man that was married, Maisa Badam Echad, Sha'amr Lo Ishto Totranit. Man was happily married with his wife, and all of a sudden his friends come over and say to him, you know, your wife does not have a sense of smell. She can't smell. And he's like, what? She can't smell? I didn't know that when we got married. Oh, Mekaftos. Oh, I want to get divorced. So what's the halacha? So he was trying to figure out a way to test her. And he took her into a private little house to check. Amalon, he says to her, Rech snow nani miriach bagalil. I smell a radish. He had wrote a radish. He's baiting her. Rech snow. Amralei. She realizes this, that she's being baited. So she makes a sarcastic comment back. Man yavon mikosavos di yericho. I wish I had some dates of yericho. Yericho was ir hatmarim. So dates of yericho. Vachalna ben, I would eat them. And then what happened? Right when this conversation took place, when basically she was being sarcastic with him, kind of seems like it was true that she didn't have the sense of smell. But right then, nafal al churva v'mesa. It was a churva. So the building collapsed on her and she died. Shaila is this man an almana? I'm going to say, is this man an alman? Or is this man a darshan? Is he a megaresh? He didn't divorce his wife. Pashtu, she's an alman. His wife died. Amru Chachamim, says the Gemara. This is our girsa. This machlok is in Girsos. But look at our Girsa. Since he went into the churva in order to check her and memela divorce her if she does not come up with the right answer, mesa eina yarsha. If she dies, he does not yarshin her in this case. You pashas of the Gemara, you read it, it sounds like, because he already had in mind to divorce her, so memela in this case, there's no yarusha. Even though normally a husband yarshes his wife, not in this case, says the Rashbam. The Rashbam takes this Gemara literally, has our Girsa. The husband comes to court and says, I want to yarshin my wife. Why? Skip down a couple of lines. Since he had in mind to divorce her, if she would be found to be a baalas mum, and then the Rashbam says, halacha lemaisa, umehacha shaminon, says the Rashbam, shemi shemesa, and now this is a huge jump. But look what he says. Yes, Rashbam kuf mem vav mabez now. Umehacha shaminon, shemi shemesa ishto mitoch kitata, sheyesh bedaita lagarsha. If a man and a wife get into a fight, and the man has in mind to divorce his wife, and then she dies, shuv eino yarsha. He does not yarshin her. As it says in Gittin Yurches, Reb Shimon, Mishnas Adin of Agarsha, Shavein Labal Paris. What's Reb Rashbam doing? What's Rashbam doing? We don't pass him like Reb Shimon. And he's quoting Allah Kalamaisa about Yerusha. So the Rashbam obviously feels, even though we don't pass him like Reb Shimon in that specific context, but Reb Shimon's idea is valuable. And we pass him like it in another context. If you look at the Rush here quotes the Rashbam and says, I can't fathom it. And it must be a different gears in the Gemara. We must be misunderstanding the Gemara. But says the Rush, Tamili ma enyin achilas peiros shitakanas chachamim v'yafra shalot tiknu lo kishenazin evagarsha. Find one of the Reb Shimon. That's a takana de Rabbanan. You can see the Rabbanan didn't institute it when he has in mind to divorce his wife. Aval yerusha d'oraisa mi ifkia yerushaso imhi sona. Atu, and he has a great line. Atu av shebno sono lo yirashenu. What, a father and son, right? If they hate each other, what, the son's not going to yarshin? Of course he's going to yarshin, right? So, okay, what's the answer to that question? The answer is that husband and wife relationship is different than a father-son. Father-son is blood. Husband and wife is the only relative that's not blood. So it's a different type of relationship. And that's why Yerushas HaBaal is different than other Yerushas. Either way, this is a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rush here in Bavasar Kuf Mem Vav. That's the Rishon. Who's the Achron? The Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marshal in Gittin on that Gemara. Again, an amazing Marshal. He quotes the Rashbam. Quotes the Rashbam in Bava Basra. And then says, his application is Avelus. Avelus. What if a husband and wife are in a fight and they hate each other and they've been separated for years and then one of them dies? Does the other one have to sit shiva for the other one? Says the Yam Shel Shlomo, Perek Beis Oz Dalid, no. No chiyuv. He quotes, Aval minayin lo lechayvo ba'avelus derabanan. Even if you want to say, and he's saying, he acknowledges that we don't pass like Reb Shimon, but he's saying, Paris might be Kain Darais, it's a Tzaik Super, but Avelus is Drabbanan. Who says there is Avelus? The Ode. And also, Me'achar to the Reb Shimon de Savar, Kimishan Sedim Vlagarsha Shuvin Lo Peros, Imkain Kalvachomer Linyan Avelus. Unehi the Chachamim Chokim Balacha Kavasayu, and even though the Chachamim argue and we hold like the Chachamim, become Makom Halacha Kemekil Ba'avel. As the principle is recorded in Moikah and Yutes, you always go like to make one in Avel. The Imkach, says the Marshal, Halacha Kereb Shimon, Linyan Avelus. If you take Reb Shimon Chita into Avelus, that is what we hold. Va'oda, then he has an unbelievable line, Ech Yale Aldas Ha'adam Laha Avilo Masha'ein Libo Avel. How can you force somebody to have Avelus where in his heart he's not an Avel, he's not mourning? Ve'ein yomar lufanav, and it's not a bitter day, says the Marshal. I unehi de ba'avel mamish lo chilka rabo seda be'noiv lasone. I, what about a real avel? A relative, you're not machalik between whether the feelings are there or not. Hacha yesh ve'yesh lachalik. But here, one could have a chilek. Va'oda, then he adds one more line, hasam achar to isle kurva begabei, afila husona mikamakom bisarahu v'nichwa rachmav. Deep down, we hope a relative has some kind of feelings for his other relative. V'shayach ve'avelus umuribus alev. It's shayach ve'avelus. Avokai gavna, kuli alma moda, dechashiv le belibe, kilu azlamine. In his heart, as if he's not married anymore. Ve'ein kan avelus umuribus alev. There's no avelus here. V'ne tamuha amal kacha. And many people wondered and were surprised about my psak, but v'shalachti dvarai lezikne Yerushalayim, v'kasav lizakin echad v'chacha mufla shachachim Yerushalayim hiskimu l'kal v'chomer shedanti b'divrei Rashbam. I send my words to the chachachim Yerushalayim, says the marshal, and they agreed with me. Either way, that is an amazing shita. They're still married! What, they're separated for years? What, she's still an Eishes Ish? Right, if she's Eishes Ish Zinsa, if she's Mezana now, the kids are mamzer, but regarding certain halachos, we say that Daito Lagarsha is enough. So that's what we have here in the second day, back to the Gemara of Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, the answer to the Gemara is that Rabbi Meir, and Tosfos is Ha'ara. Tosfos who says, well, maybe the nafkamina is to have Bia before they get divorced. The Rosh Hashanah's question of, how can they have Bia? Yish L'chalik, you have to come up with an answer, but there might be something fundamental about not having the Bia by Daita L'garasho, because the marriage is already broken, at least b'miksas. Okay? We continue. Third answer. Rava Amar. Right by the asterisk in the middle. Rava Amar, what's the third pshat of what is the nafkamina that the 11 days are b'chazkas tara? Lomar, she'ena metame me'eis le'eis. She is not metame me'eis le'eis, meaning anything that's found doesn't go backwards. The din d'rabbanan that we had on the first couple of dafim in the Masechta, of if you find dam, you go back in time and remember metame, that does not apply during Yemei Ziva, that only applies during Yemei Nida. Me'eis, is that really true? The Brisa says otherwise. Hanidava hazava v'hashomer es yom keneged yom ve'ayoled es kulam matamas me'eis le'eis. We have even zava is matamim me'eis le'eis to yuvta. No answer given to yuvta. Good. That is the answer number three of Rava. The Rishonim point out, interestingly, that here on the list is a Yoledis. A Yoledis is Metame Meis Leis, even though right before she was a Yoledis, she was a Mu'uberes. And a Mu'uberes is one of the women that is Mesulek as Damim. And we say it does not go back. It's not Metame Meis Leis. So Mu'uberes, she's Mesulek as Damim, it's not Metame. Then, she turns into a Yoledis. She is Metame. So she says, yeah. Tosa says that the Leda changes everything. Leda changes everything. That's what the Tosa says it a little bit. In the beginning of Tosa is a Hayoledes. Avagav de Muberes Daishaita Hainu Bishardam. Sherokshi Muberes. Velobriyas Dam Leda. Shura Machas Psichas Akever. And the Ritva even expands upon it. He says, Anachon Be'enai. Shalo Amar Daishaita Bekayotse Bezu. Shehi Roe Machas Mikra Shaleda. You don't say Daishaita when it comes to the birth. The Kivan Shahaleda Go Remes. The Chayelo Seha. As we saw the soldiers, the marshal we had yesterday, Hecha Shalomer Badayashaita, Vaha'in Anu Yodin Emas Ahiskala Gorim. You don't know when this started, and therefore, one has to be careful in that situation. Even though Mu'uberes was Musulakas Damim, a Yoledes is Me'es Leis. Good, that was answer number three. Next, answer number four, Ravhuna Barchia Omar, or on the gear on the side is Chia Bar Ravhuna, the opposite, Omar Shmuel. Either way, it said in the name of Shmuel, Lomar. What is the nafkamina of being becheskas tara during the 11 days? She'ena kovas la veses besoch yemei zevasa. To teach me, she's becheskas tara, she cannot be koveya a vest during her days of ziva. If she has a very short cycle, as we'll see, then she does not koveya any type of vest during her days of ziva, only during days of, Rashi quotes, Kosha Rasa, Gimel Pamim, Mitesvav, Tesvav, you saw with a haflaga of 15, then some of those rias are going to be in the Yemei Ziva. Those cannot contribute to establishing a vest kavua. Vest kavua is only established if the rios are during her days of nida. Again, Bizman Azet doesn't make a difference, we don't have any distinctions, Lamaisa, between Nida and Zava, but at least on a Daraisa level, says Shmuel, a woman cannot be Kovas vest during Yemei Zivasa. Amar of Yosef heard this from Shmuel and said, Lo Shamuli Hashmaitza, I never heard that. I never heard that. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So Rav Yosef was a Talmud's Talmud of Shmuel. So he must have, he said, I would have heard that. He said, I never heard that. Amalei, Abaya says to him, Atamrinila, we never heard that. Rebbe, you told it to us. Via Ha'amatlan, and you said it about the following Mishnah. Rashi here quotes what he says all over Shas, that Rav Yosef was the Rebbe of Abaya, and he taught much Torah to him, and then he forgot his learning. V'chala Rav Yosef v'neka tamudo. He forgot, and many times Rav Yosef will say, oh, I never heard that. And Abaya would say, no, Rebbe, you told us. You told us that part, and you said it about the following. We've said this thought in the past related to the last Mishnah in Sota, where the Mishnah says, Mishemes blank, whenever certain Tanam died, certain Midos left the world. So the Gemara says, when Rebbe died, Bala Anava, humility died. The last line in Maseches Sota, the Gemara says, no. Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Lo Tisni Anava, don't have Anava on the list, Di'ika Anava, because I'm still here. Di'ika Anava. So, famous question, what, that's humility. That's Anava. Di'ika Anava, no, I'm still here, I'm an Anava. So, the Vilna Gaon says there was a Tan in the Yerushalmi named Anah, so he's referring to Anah, who was a big Anav, but some of the Bali Musar suggest that maybe no. Who's talking here? Rav Yosef's talking. You want to know humility? You can learn humility even after Rebbe died. Look at my life. Look, I forgot all my learning. Who knows what tomorrow is going to bring? That teaches humility. We realize that we're not in control of our destiny. To an extent. Hakobi de Shemayim, Chus Mi Yerushamayim. So that is the message of Anava for our lives. This is another example of this. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that, I never heard that. His Talmud Abaye says, no. You taught it to us. This halacha of not being Kovei Aves from Yemei Zivasa, you taught it to us related to the following Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Haisa Limuda, Leo's Roe Yom Tezvav, Vishinto Yom Chav. The woman always sees on day 15. We're going to see in a few lines, this means day 15 after she went to the mikvah. Assuming on a Daraisa level, she was a Nida for 7 days, and then Mikvah, so 22. She's used to seeing 22, Vishinsa Liyom Chaf, and then she has a Riyah of Haflaga of 27, Zev Zev, Surah L'Shamesh. So then she has to be worried about both, the Haflaga of 22 and 27, because now there's Ves Shein Kavua. Shinsa Pamayim Liyom Chaf, if she changes twice, Zev Zev, Surah, and they're still both Usur. That's the Mishnah. The Amartlan Allah, and you, Abai says to his Rebbe of Yosef, you said about this Mishnah, Amr Yudam Shmuel, Lo Shanu El Tesvav L'Tfilasa Shein Chafev L'Riyasa. You have to say, as I just explained, that 15 here means 15 from her Tfila, meaning 22 from the beginning of her Re'iyah. To Hasam, you mean he does a Kailah, because that's where you can establish Vestos, because if you have a 22 day cycle, then it could always fall in the days of Nida. Aval Tesvav L'Riyasa. To be mezivasa koilokava, but if it's literally 15 from her re'iyah, so then that falls in her days of ziva. Because if at the beginning of the re'iyah was her days of nida, so that's 7, and then up until 18 is her days of ziva. And you're not covering anything in those days. So that was Rav Yosef quoting Shmuel's idea about this Mishnah. So that's what Abaya reminds him about. Good. Amar Papa. Rav Papa says, "Amrita Yisrael Kamei Rav Yehuda Midiskarta." I said this in front of Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, and the question was as follows: Mikvah Lokava. Fine, a woman who sees during her Yimei Ziva cannot establish a vest, but Mechush Mao Denechushla. You're not Koveya a vest, but are you at least Choshesh? Are you at least Choshesh for the Haflaga for the interval? Ishtik V'Amar Levelo Midi. I asked him, and he didn't. Rav Papa asked him, and he said, "He didn't give me an answer." Amr, Papa Nechsianat. So Papa said, you know what? I could come up with an answer. I have a raya from the Mishnah that we just quoted. A raya to what? Whether during a re'iya, during Yemei Ziva, at least are we worried about, even though it's not Koveya. So Nechsianat. Last line. Hi, Salim Udaliyaz Roli Yom Tezvavish Isli Yom Chav. She usually sees on day 15, which we said is day 22. It meaning she, from the day of her, the beginning of her Re'iyah, she has a 22-day cycle, and then, Vishal Yom Chav, she has a 27-day cycle. The Mishnah said, Zeh v'zeh asurin. They're both asur. So let's think about this for a minute. V'yam Rav Yehud Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Lo shanu ela tezvav l'tfilasa shein chav beiz l'riyasa. V'shinsel Yom Chav Zayin. 22-27. Dechi hadri va'asu esrin v'tarti, kaima v'abatochi mezivasa. So now, if you have 22 and then 27, if you're then choshesh for the 22, you end up being during the Yemei Ziva. How's that? Rashi explains that the Havamin here is that where are we counting 22 from? We count 22 from the 22nd day that she didn't see on. A woman sees on day 1. Then she sees on day 22. Fine. Now she has to be worried. Then she does not see on day 44. Rather, she sees on day 49, which is 27 from 22. The Havamina here is that you count the third set of 22 from day 44. From the day that she was supposed to see. Then nothing happened. There was no Re'iyah. And Rav Papa's Raya that he's about to bring to his original question is assuming that when Shmuel says, and when the Mishmuel explains the Mishnah says he'd be worried about 22 and 27, it's 22 from the 22nd day that she didn't see from day 44. So then if you do the math and you're worried about both 22 and 27, 22 is going to fall on the days of Ziva. So you see you're worried about days of Ziva. Viktani Zevze Asurin Alma Techashinuma. You see Rechoshesh. And the Gemara just adds parenthetically, V'ksav Rav Papa, Rav Papa is holding, Esrin V'tartin, Me Esrin V'tartin Maninan. You count the 22 from the 22nd day that she was supposed to see that she didn't see. Even though, Nida Upischa Me Esrin V'zay Maninan. But determining days of Ziva and Nida, that you count from her actual Re'iyah. When she saw on the 27th day, that's when the new Nida period starts. So that's the chilek that Rav Papa makes. The 22-22, the vestas are calculated from when she was supposed to have seen, based on the previous month, and the pisnida and zava days go based on actual re'ios. So that's his raya, that were choshesh for days during Yemei Ziva, even though we are not koveya. Amalei Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua says, what are you talking about? L'Rav Papa, Mimai, how do you know what you're saying is true? Dilma Esrin V'tar Denarim Esrin V'zay Maninan. Maybe the 22, and this is what we paskin generally, in Hilchas Nida, we never go by a day that if a woman has a woman has a Vesas Kavua for 27 days. She has a Vesas Kavua for 3 years, she has a Vesas Kavua. Then one time she goes to 22. So what do you do then? You count 27 from 22. You don't count 27 from the day that she was supposed to see. Right? You don't do that. So, said the Vinabesh with Rav Papa, Mimai, how do you know what you're saying is true? Dil Master Matar Danami Master Vizai Manina. Maybe you count 22 from the day that she actually saw. Dechi Hadri Vasi Esther Vitartin. So then, when 22 comes along again, Kaimala Batoch Yemei Nidusa. It's during her Yemei Nida, so you have no Raya, Rav Papa. You have no Raya that were Choshesh during Yemei Ziva, because according to my understanding, says Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, it turns out to be Yemei Nida. And Hachinami Mistavra says, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, what I'm saying, it makes sense that you count from actual days that she saw. De'ilote mahachin, because if not, let me ask you a question. Har Tanagolta, if you have a chicken, Deramia Yoma Vakasha Yoma, she lays an egg on Sunday, then she has, or day one, then she doesn't lay an egg on day two, Vakasha Yoma, Deramia Yoma Vakasha Yoma. Every other day she lays an egg and every other day she doesn't. So let's say day 1, 3, 5, 7, all the odd number days she lays an egg and all the even number days she doesn't. And then all of a sudden, in even number days, let's say on day 12 she doesn't. And on day 13, she doesn't either. The Kasha Treyom, she goes 2 days without laying an egg. And then she lays one on day 14. Rami Echad Yoma, and then she goes back to her schedule. Yes one, on one, yes one, on one. So Kihadra. So now, what do we assume about this chicken? Nakta, when she now goes back to her regular regimen of on one, off one. Kidla Kamei Nakta, O Kidimei Kara Nakta. When she first started off, she always laid an egg on the odd days, and she did it on the even days. But now she switched. So you're going to tell me you always have to be worried about the previous cycle and system? Of course not. Al karcha kizla kamei nokta. You go by the new way that she's laying eggs. So too by this woman. You go by her new re'iyah count. You go by when she actually had the re'iyah. That's Rav Huna Brei Yeshua's argument. So we have a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, whether you can calculate certain chashos by vestos from actual re'iyos only, or even from potential days that she was supposed to have seen that she didn't see. That's the machlokas. So the Gemara ends, that's the machlokas. Now Rav Papa, instead of answering Rav Huna's taina, he just tries to bring a different raya. Amalei Rav Papa, Ella Hod. Okay, let me bring a raya from here. Again, his issue is, we're trying to figure out, are you choshesh for days of Ziva, even though it's not koveya vest? So, Amalir Papa, Elohad Amar Ish Lakish, Isha Kavas Loves Betoch Yimei Zivasa, Ve'isha Kavas Loves Betoch Yimei Nidusa, right, we had this earlier, Ish Lakish holds, a woman can be Kovea Vest, can be Kovea Vest during her Ziva days, but not during her Nida days. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Kavas Loves Betoch Yimei Nidusa, no, she can. What's the machloket? What's the case? So, when we had this earlier, Daf Yud Aleph, Rashi quoted the case, but here our Gemara quotes the case. Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish, whether a woman can be Kovea Vest during her Nida days. What does that mean? So, hechidami. So, lav kigon, doesn't it mean the following case? T'chazoi reish yarcha, v'cham shebi yarcha, v'reish yarcha, v'cham shebi yarcha. She sees on day 1 and 5 of Nisan, 1 and 5 of Iyar, and then day 5 of Sivan. V'hashta chazoi v'cham shebi yarcha, v'reish yarcha lo chazoi. She sees on 1 and 5, 1 and 5, 5. So what's the halacha? So now, is she koveya ves for 5? Says Reish Lakish? No. No. That third one cannot combine. Why? Because the first two, day 5s were in the days of Nida. So that's not koveya ves. Only day 1 can be koveya ves. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. V'ka'amar isha kovas lo ves, betochi me nidusa. But you see, the discussion is whether a woman is koveya ves, betochi me nidusa. That third re'iyah is called Yemei Nidusa, says Rav Papa. The machlokas is that third one, Kovei Aves. Alma Meresh Yarcha Manina. So you see, you start counting from Reish Yarcha. If you call the third Re'iyah on day 5, when there was no Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh, and yet the Gemara still classifies that third Re'iyah of day 5 as Yemei Nidusa, says Rav Papa. So you see, I'm right. Even on an imaginary day, on a day that she was supposed to have seen, that's still labeled as Yemei Nidusa. Says the Gemara, no raya. Amar Leilo, that doesn't have to be the case that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. Maybe it's this case. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is the case. Kigon dachazoi bereish yarcha, bereish yarcha. Veser v'cham shebi yarcha, bereish yarcha. She sees on day 1, on day 1, on day 25, and on day 1. That's why the third one is called Yemei Nidusa, because she already had Yemei Nidusa on day 25. That's very different. That's no riot to you, Rav Papa. The Amrinan, because there, in that case, we say that the third time she saw, on day 1, Dimei Yaseri Hu Di Tosvaba, is just added dam. That's not really a re'iyah. It's added dam that's coming out. But it's not something that she has to be worried about for a vest. So again, the Gemara does not end up with a maskana proving one way or the other. The Gemara just ends off, Achein ki as a ravid v'chonu chuseyama, amruak rapune breid of Yeshua. Right? We pass our vudu of Yeshua, which seems to be more mistaver. You go by actual re'iyot, not by days that were supposed to have a re'iyah. You do go by those days, by, let's say, a Yom HaChodesh. By a Yom HaChodesh, when you would say, let's say a woman has a vest kavua to see on the first day of the month, and she has that 10 months in a row, so then it takes 3 times to uproot that vest. So then even though she misses one Rosh Chodesh, day 1, but she has to be worried about the next, because that's different. That's not a haflaga. That's the day of the month. To mention, it came up yesterday, but I didn't get to mention it. I'll mention it now. Right? Obviously, the Vesas HaChodesh, as we said, goes by the lunar calendar. Goes by the lunar calendar, because that's what we say, Shipura Garim. It's obvious, but just to mention it, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelek. Where is it? This is what Chelek is. This is Chelek Vav Simin Nundalid. He was asked, could a woman establish, what if she has a Ves Kavua to see on English dates? She sees on January 2nd, February 2nd, and March 2nd. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, that's nothing. It's nothing. You don't even have to write a tshuva about this. Like the Rashi writes, Bishmer Sabayis. So, nothing to do with the English months, but it has to do with the impact that Besdin has on the body. By the way, that's why some of the Mepharshim explained why the Yevanim specifically were against Rosh Chodesh. Because they knew Rosh Chodesh has something to do with the Jewish makeup. Besides tefillin, besides the other mitzvahs and Shabbos, but Kit Rosh Chodesh helps define who we are, and therefore they targeted that mitzvah out of all the other mitzvahs. Okay, stop here. Hajar Nolach Manos Kusim. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem we will continue. Sunday's daf, Be'ez Hashem will be up already tomorrow on Friday, because again we're keeping a day ahead. But you will have it by Sunday morning when you want to listen.